Well, the 3 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, which is a little late. But anyway, showers which will still be affecting, or might still be affecting... Oh, forget it, because that's before midnight. It will have stopped raining by now, apparently. Temperatures will drop to around 60 degrees tonight and rise to the mid-70s tomorrow. And the forecast for tomorrow is much the same as today. Showers, or for today, is pretty much the same as yesterday. I get so confused with these weathers, and nobody really cares, do they? So here are the move, and this is called Walk Upon the Water, which one of these days we will all be able to do. Wait and see. Across the water. We ought to all go down to the Serpentine and see who can get the furthest one of these weekends. Anyway, it's occurred to me during that record that we don't have a poet laureate, do we? I mean, since the last one died, nobody's been appointed, have they? If they have, of course, that kills my entire scheme. But what would be nice, I thought, would be to, find out who ought to be poet laureate, who people would like to have. And, you could elect George or Paul or John or Donovan or Christopher Logue or to Roger McGough or Adrian Henry or Brian Patton or Mike Evans or somebody as poet laureate, So have you got any ideas about who should be poet laureate? Let's find out who the Perfumed Garden people would like to have as poet laureate. Send a postcard. Make it a nice postcard, too, because I'm tired of looking at drab ones. Make it a picture postcard or something. It'll only cost you a tanner. Send us a postcard with your nomination for the next poet laureate. And it's got to be somebody living, preferably. because I can't think of anybody dead, actually, that I'd like to see poet laureate at this particular moment. So let's hear from you and see who you'd like to have as poet laureate. And we get all to verify, of course, probably nobody will write, but if you do, you know, I'll say who's leading and everything like this, and we'll keep it going forever, at least up until the 15th of August. Anyway, in a lot of soul records, you may have noticed there's an injunction for you to come and shake with the person who's singing the record. Let's hope that the expression "shake with me" came from here. This is Howling Wolf. Peter, who's one of the more beautiful members of the firm, and I hope it was scratched. I didn't scratch it, Peter, really, I didn't. And I'm sorry that it's like that. Anyway, that was Howling Wolf, and that was a drag that it was like that. I'm sorry. Shake for me. Next record is for somebody who has a very small and defenseless pet sparrow who thinks he's a cake, believe it or not, and who worries considerably about whether his icing is going to crack or not. Simon and Garfunkel.
I need all my grain to prosper and grow. From dust were ye made, and dust ye shall be.
Simon and Garfunkel there, that's The Sparrow from Radio London. Very significant. 13 and a half minutes after 1 o'clock. And don't forget to make up your perfumed garden badge to wear about so that other people who listen, other people who wander nightly through the perfumed garden can contact you and know that you like the same things they do. And, you know, a lot of people sit there and say, oh, what a drag, you know, just another disc jockey gimmicky thing. It's not for me, you know, but it's for you. And that's, in fact, the whole program's for you, if you stop and think about it, because I like to think that it is.
There's a whole new world awaiting you in show business. You can be a star DJ on radio or in discotheques if you have the know-how. Getting that know-how is no problem for the really keen young men and women who want to make show business their career. At the School of Broadcasting, we've the finest studio equipment, and star DJs will teach you speech delivery, disc spinning, programming, microphone techniques, and the use of all studio equipment. We at the School of Broadcasting can start you on this exciting career for £35. Write to us for even more information at the School of Broadcasting, 7 Norfolk Street, Strand, London WC2. That's the School of Broadcasting, 7 Norfolk Street, Strand, London WC2.
Okay, back to the incredible string band now on the LP, the 5,000 Spirits, or the Layers of the Onion, which, as I say before, has got a splendid cover. And we're going to play the Mad Hatter song now, which features Robin Wilson on vocal and guitar, somebody called Soma, strangely enough, on sitar and tambura, and a certain John Hopkins on the piano. Mad Hatter's song.
Could you not find contentment in the time of riddling reasons in this land of the blind? By the joke of fate alone, it's sure that as the lost hand leaves you, you clutch for the slipstream, the realness to find. Problem child, still judge who is his brain. Gives his limping leopard vision to the miser in his veins. Within the ruined factory, it's the normal soul insane. As he sets the sky beneath his heel and learns away the pain. But I am the archer, the lover of laughter, and mine is the arrowed flight. I am the archer, and my eyes yearn after the unsullied time. Born of the dark waters, of the daughters of night, dancing without movement after the clear light. Oh, prithee and fate be kind, in the rumbling and trundling rickshaw of time, hooked by the heart kingfisher's line. I will set my one eye for the shores of the
superb. You notice how many records there are lately that are involved in some way or another with Alice in the Wonderland and Alice Through the Looking Glass, books that you should definitely reread. Anyway, those are the Incredible String Band, and that was called the Mad Hatter song. I don't know why, but during that record, I was thinking about something. There are some people who live very close to my mother in Notting Hill Gate. They live at 9 Jameson Street in Notting Hill Gate. And every time I walk past their house on the way to my mother's, I look in and they have such beautiful things in there. And they look like such beautiful people. And they always have nice records and things going. I was dying to meet them. And so if you know anybody who lives at 9 Jameson Street, tell them that John Peel is dying to meet them, you know, because I'm dying of curiosity every time I go by there. Here's a record for John Parsons and Christine. These are the Yardbirds.
I'm gonna cry.
the Yardbirds, and that's called Vanazar Blue, featuring the guitar of Jeff Beckler. And you may not realize that that was released as a single in the United States, and in the part of California where I was, it was number one on the charts. And there you are, you see, just because I played it, and used to play it incessantly. So the things that I've done for the British economy, you'd be amazed. So were they, I feel certain. Here's John Whale from the LP A Hard Road, Another Kind of Love. Is there another kind?
Oh, little baby, you've got to love her, she's a girl.
Rabbit this evening. They twine between the green vine, the eucalyptus lovers. Their lips meet dryly, lapping wine from a posthumous passion of unclear fission. Marcel Misogyny, Randy Rhine, the eucalyptus lovers. He strokes her legs, she wriggles, jokes about sycamore leaves and dog rose bowers and spiny, sweet-smelling evergreen flowers and mushroom huts and aramanth camps. And they sigh as the day smiles by. The lovers under the lamps. Many beautiful people.
Speak of love that you do not see. those words are words, they mean nothing more. With half a mind you laugh at me, cause I speak of colors you've never seen before. You've existed in a life that will someday show. Take you to the sun, but you don't want to go.
That hymns should be made of, other than misunderstood, and that is called I Can Take You to the Sun. And even if I can't, I should keep trying, said he, throwing things about. Anyway, from something as incredible and beautiful as that to something that's actually very frightening indeed, but well worth hearing anyway. And it's the other side, so to speak, of the Velvet Underground. It's 7 minutes long, and you must listen very carefully to it because it's important.